Welcome to the PowerPress Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and I'm your host. On this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. Today, I have a guest that is a relatively new podcaster, Rhonda Cimarelli. Welcome.
Hey, Mackenzie. Thank you.
Later on in the show, we'll talk about what you've been doing since this fall and what you're looking to do, hopefully, and kind of get your story. But to start off, I figured it would be good to talk about an article that I discovered. Actually, it's from a while ago, but it's relevant regardless of the time. It's called Three Common Podcast Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. That last part is very important.
Yeah. How to avoid them. I like that.
Yes. The first one is not knowing who your ideal listener is.
Yeah, that... That can definitely be an issue. I know that's been part of some of the stuff I've been learning over the last years, really dialing in on who your listener is. And I heard this one example of pretend like you're talking to one specific person. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really good advice.
That's really smart. I never thought about it that way.
I've heard that with books also. I wanted to write a book too. And they said, just don't worry about everybody. Just think of the one person that you want to talk to and write or speak to them.
That's something that they put in this part for number one is it's like an author. You don't write your book for anyone. You write it for everyone, but that's not how you should focus your show.
Right. Right. Well, actually, I think the thing about the author is she said it's like an author saying, I didn't write my book for anyone. I wrote it for everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you have to be very specific and pick that one person and have a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. It's said that someone is listening to your podcast, specifically your podcast, for a reason. And it's that they're looking for solutions to questions and challenges and issues. Mm-hmm. That are happening right now. And that's why they've gone to your specific podcast, because it's not going to be about general life or anything like that. You're going to be focusing on something most likely. So that's what your audience is going to be looking for. So you have to stay on target with that a little bit.
Exactly. I actually had somebody say that to me just the other day. She listens to a variety of podcast shows and they're good. Mm-hmm. Good information, but very broad, very general. And when she tuned into my show, she said that's what she loved most about it. It was very specific.
You know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's like you're not going to... No one wants to waste their time listening to a podcast. It's like everyone that goes to the movies gets annoyed because, they just wasted 3 hours and they hated it. And it's kind of the same premise with a podcast. Like, you want to have at least an idea of what you're going into. And by actually sticking to a topic, that'll... stop that
right.
issue.
Yeah, I think you want to know when you're tuning into a podcast, you want to know, are they speaking to me? What am I going to get out of this? Or what could I potentially get out of this? Are they talking to me?
Exactly.
Because you know what? You could talk all day about, I don't know, politics seems to be a big thing lately. And, you know, it can be relevant, but if it's not what I really need for the day, I'm, like you said, you're just kind of wasting your time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number two is... quietly launching your podcast. And this one is a little bit of self-evaluation because it brought up the idea that if you're quietly launching your podcast, why are you doing it? You need to question why you're doing that. And it gave three reasons, saying you probably aren't that excited about it, about like the topic or the subject matter. You aren't excited about podcasting in general. Or you haven't actually convinced yourself that you are going to be able to do this, that you're going to be able to pull off doing a podcast about your subject matter.
Well, I personally feel if you're not excited about podcasting, well, why are you doing this in the first place? Mm-hmm.
It's such a it's such an important part of the entire thing is the way that people receive this and, you know, creating that conversation. So that's, yeah.
I don't know. I just can't imagine somebody... you know, making the effort and time to create a show when you don't even want to. I don't know. It just makes no sense to me.
Right. Because it's a hard thing to do. There's a lot of things involved in doing the actual podcast besides just your topics. So
You know what I found was very helpful about, it might go with convincing that you can pull it off. Mm-hmm. I think listening to yourself. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to this. Even just your voice message on your telephone, you know, your greeting. Mm-hmm. How many people, they'll dial their own phone number and they hear their voice and they're like, oh, I just can't hear this.
They panic and hang up.
I just don't want to listen to it. So I think that's one of the biggest hurdles, I believe, is just record yourself enough, even if it's just on your voice memos, and get used to hearing yourself.
Right. Maybe like while you're in the process of getting your topics and figuring out your website, before you launch anything, just get comfortable with that. That's a very good start.
Yeah. It's like, oh, that's really me out there. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to go perfectly, or maybe even well, your first try.
Yeah. And you know, I like the other number, I guess it was three. They're not excited about the topic or the subject matter. And they gave the example of you could have a lot of knowledge, mm-hmm. but knowledge doesn't necessarily get excitement going.
Oh yeah.
And you could talk all day till you're blue in the face, but if you're not passionate about your topic, your listeners are going to really tune you out really fast.
It's very true. Like there's a ton of things that I'm very knowledgeable about that I don't want to talk about whatsoever. So exactly. Me doing a podcast about it would not garner any type of audience.
Right.
Regardless if people actually were interested in that topic.
And what about that part about convincing that they can pull it off? I mean, where do we sit with that?
That, I think, is part of being comfortable with hearing yourself and sharing your ideas with other people. Because a lot of the time, I think people stop themselves from sharing their honest opinions because they don't know how other people are going to perceive them. And having a podcast is putting your opinion out there in the simplest sense. So that's a big hurdle. And I think to do that, it's tell your friends and family, because they are going to be your biggest supporters in the beginning.
You know what? That was the last people I told.
So why was that though?
Because when I decided to do this, it was in a process of, I guess you could call it complete reinvention of mm-hmm. oneself. And I don't know. I just wanted to separate myself from the group I had been with for a little while and really claim my own identity. I think my part of my family was, you know, I was trying to find all the tools to do this. And prior to the podcast, and I had looked into maybe video, you know, YouTube or whatever. I remember asking my daughter, who's like 25, I said, does anybody know how to get on a Google Hangout? And she's in the military. And she's like, Mom, nobody knows what a Google Hangout is. So, you know, I told my kids who are adults, I said, oh, Mom's going to do a podcast. They're like, really? What the heck's a podcast? I go, all right, never mind.
Okay.
We're done here.
So you were in the opposite boat then of telling your friends and family, because you were not getting positive responses from them, it sounded like.
I'm always on the opposite boat, but that's okay.
But you still did it.
I did.
That's the important part.
I did.
And not a lot of people are going to be able to do that, to motivate themselves when other people are telling them no.
Well, you know, I think that's a lot of convincing yourself you can pull it off. What I have found in a lot of personal transformation that I've personally done and what I teach is you have to get to a point where stop worrying about what everybody else is thinking, mm-hmm. because it doesn't really matter.
Right. Right. Some people are going to be happy with it. Some people aren't. And you just have to focus on the people that are going to enjoy it.
That's right. You can't please all the people all the time.
It's not going to happen.
Nope. So pick your subject, pick your topic, pick your group, and go have fun.
That's very good advice.
Thanks.
Okay, so number three, thinking your A-list guests would carry your show. I can see many people falling for that one. Many people.
Yeah. And I'm laughing because some of, I actually do an interview style, and I was thinking some of my bigger guests, bigger known, you know, authors and speakers, I thought, man, for sure, it's going to really boost. Mm-hmm. And it didn't.
Right.
It didn't. And it's funny, when I look at the stats, some of the people who have the largest number of listeners, mm-hmm. I reached out to them recently and I said, wow, you know, I'm really impressed with what you're doing to repurpose this. And one of them said, I haven't told anybody.
Oh, geez. Okay, then.
I said, well, whatever you're doing, it's working.
Right.
Don't tell anybody.
Right. It brought up that you should be interested in this podcast for the right reasons and in the topic and getting the information out, and not just the idea of being able to talk to that A-list guest or celebrity or whatever mm-hmm. that person is, because the purpose of your podcast is to be able to provide good content to your listeners, not just for you to have that cool conversation that you've like been itching to have.
Right.
So you have to take responsibility for that, because if the content isn't going to be good, then it's not going to help grow your audience or grow your show. Just because you have a known person on your show doesn't mean it's actually going to end up being a good episode, because you have to guide that episode still. You have to participate in that.
Oh, absolutely. And I agree. It's take responsibility and do your own promotions, find ways to get this the content out. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you have a great guest, whether it be a celebrity or not, you know, take what you got from that conversation and get that message out. It's your job.
As the host, that is definitely your job.
Yeah.
The author of this article said that they fell for mistake number 3 and that they have done different shows. Like they've had more than one podcast, and that at some point or another that they let that happen to them. So it's important to think about.
Yeah, I can see how that could potentially be a big mistake from many people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just take responsibility. And if you care enough to create a show and you care enough to have guests, because that in itself takes a little effort.
It does.
Sometimes it takes a lot of effort.
It can. I feel like I'm constantly looking for new people.
So if you're making that much effort just to get that part up and going, then it really would be a mistake to think that your guest is going to really promote it.
Your guests are not going to carry your show.
No, no,
no.
It'd be nice if they did.
It would take a lot of pressure off of us sometimes as podcast hosts.
Like, come on, share with everybody. It was really great.
Uh-huh. Okay, so those are 3 common podcasting mistakes that we do not want you guys to do. So take those into consideration.
Absolutely. Stay away from them.
Yes. Yes, and you can find the link to that article in the show notes on powerpresspodcast.com. We've been talking about mistakes and with, you know, starting out with your show, and you started your show, A Balanced Life for You, back in what, September?
The last week of September, yeah.
Okay, so give me a little more insight on what your show is and kind of how you decided to start this.
Okay, my show, A Balanced Life for You, where you design the life of your dreams. It is focused for mompreneurs, women who want to or currently are moms working a business from home and balancing that with their family. Mm-hmm. And I created this because I've been a mom. I am a mom. I have 2 generations within one. It's hysterical. It took me years to say I have 4 children, because my third and my fourth, I have 15 years between them.
Oh,
so
geez.
It's kind of a crazy thing. But, you know, I created my show because I know the value of having mom at home and raising her children. Mm-hmm. And I know the value of what kids see when mom has a little bit more balance and a little bit more joy in her life. Because yes, we can all run a business and we can work it from home. But you know what, when you've figured out how to spend quality time on your business, quality time on your family, and make sure you have time for yourself, that is powerful. And it really empowers women to be the best businesswoman, wife, and mother, you know? So what I did was I reached out to some different groups that I'm involved in who I knew had had a lot of personal development courses and had some really nice shifts in their life. And I invited them to be my guest. And I got great feedback and responses from, wow, this is just a different topic. It's a different point of view. I love what you're doing. And as I started getting my guests interviewed, I realized the power it had for them to take a woman who's working her business, whether she's a six figure or not, mm-hmm. it affirms her and it empowers her. And it also enlightens other women as to how to take passions from maybe something you've done in high school or college and how to pull that together and help other people and create a business from it. So that's kind of how this all came about. And that's what I've been doing.
That is easier said than done, to be a mom and a business owner and balance all of that out.
It's a challenge. And, you know, but that's where my heart and my passion is to really help women create systems to balance that juggling act. I'm also a certified coach, a transformational coach. So that's what I do with clients. And I've really working my podcast show to reach, it's actually kind of cool, Mackenzie. Can I just tell you this?
Yes, please.
I really wasn't really 100% sure how to do it. I just said, I'm going to give this a shot because mm-hmm. I think it's a great idea. And when I read the stats after just 21 episodes, mm-hmm. the fact that it's already been listened to in like 17 different countries.
It feels super good, doesn't it?
It blows my mind. I go, oh my God. Like, how does that happen?
I know. Congratulations.
I'm super excited and taking this to a new level of creating some new programs for that work from home mom. And I want to be able to use this podcast to reach even more women and have even more impact with them.
So what has changed since you started this to the point that you're at now that you think has made your podcast better?
Just keep doing it. You know, when I first started, I only listened to a handful of podcasts before I launched this. Okay. So I can't say that I had a lot of knowledge of how everything was supposed to work. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm the gal who runs by the seat of her pants half the time.
Yeah. That's okay.
I don't know how to do this, but I'm going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And I think what's really helped is getting feedback. I ask my guests all the time and people who listen, I say, you know, what do you like about it? What don't you like? What can I change? What can I improve?
Because, what do you want more of?
Yeah. I want to know, what are you looking for? Because just because I like it doesn't mean it's going to reach my audience.
True.
And I think to be open to, you know, feedback, criticism, be open to what people say, mm-hmm. and don't take it in a negative sense. Mm-hmm. And I figured out how to put the intro music in, and then I figured out how to edit my blips.
We all have them.
And you know what? The blips that I have, though, I keep most of them in unless it's like a really, you know, major disruption, you know, babies or kids or doorbells or whatever. But when it comes to what I like to call my little speech impediments.
Yeah.
I leave them in because I tell people all the time, perfect is overrated. Don't worry about it.
Not going to happen every episode. That's for sure.
It's not. I get brain fog. See, I did it again. Brain fog.
Exactly. That's a perfect example.
And I just go, you know what? I am who I am. And I think on my intro episode, I lay it right out. On one of them, I said, look, you're either going to like my show or you're not, but do yourself a favor. If you don't like it, don't listen.
But it's not like anyone is forcing you to listen to a podcast.
I'm really okay with it. Just do yourself a favor. Get off the fence.
Yes. You know? That's an important mindset to have. Because we talked about this for a second earlier, that you're not going to be able to make everyone happy. But as long as you're willing to hear that criticism and feedback from people that aren't necessarily happy with what they're getting out of the show now, or just providing that information of this could make it better, then that's going to end up bettering the podcast in general.
I feel like, are you doing this for your self-gratification, or are you doing this to really make a difference somewhere else? You know, education, information, enlightenment. Because if you're really out there to help other people on some level, then you're going to be open to that constructive criticism.
And there's nothing wrong with getting self-gratification out of your podcast. It just should not be. I don't think it should be the reason for your podcast, because people aren't going to enjoy that. That's not going to be a good show.
just reminds me of this, you know, that there's a country song out there. Yeah, I want to talk about me now.
And talk there are plenty of podcasts out there that simply talk about people's lives, which is fine. As long as someone wants to hear it.
There's an audience out there somewhere.
That's true. There is. So this is the PowerPress podcast. And I know I brought up to you, because I see on your website, it's very clear that you are using PowerPress. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I said to you, like, what do you know about PowerPress necessarily? And you said, I feel like I don't know that much. But that kind of brings into the idea that you have made this very easy for your people that are visiting your website via PowerPress. And apparently for you, at least now, it seems like you've just set it up and moved on. Like, you've got your subscribe page, you've got the page to find all of the podcasts, a contact thing, all of that, which is necessary for a website, for a podcast. So,
well, thank you. I think I just enrolled the people into my space to help me with what I felt like I absolutely needed. Mm-hmm. There's definitely things I still need to learn more about. But as far as the plugin, you know, once somebody walked me through it, and I actually think it was Mike.
Yes.
You know, once he walked me through it, I made some notes and I said, I can, this is the most important part right now. As long as I know how to edit and publish, I think that's all I need at the moment. I got all my buttons in place.
You'll find out what you want as they come up.
Yeah.
I think that happens to a lot of people. They don't know what they want until they see it on someone else's, or they come up with the idea and they're like, is that even possible?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, it's always going to be a work in progress.
That's true. How often do you release episodes?
Once a week.
Do you record a bunch all at once, or is it really you're recording like every week?
Well, you might get a kick out of this one too. So remember I told you I didn't really know how to do all this, and I'm not, this is no exaggeration. The course that I took that introduced me to this platform, I didn't start that course till last April.
Okay.
I started moving forward on it, and over the summer, I decided to start looking for people to interview. Mm-hmm. I probably interviewed 16 people, promising them I was going to put this on the air.
Well, that's a lot of people.
And it was probably 16 people before I actually figured out all the magic formulas of how to podcast, how to actually get this plugged in, and how to post them. So if I can do it, anybody can do it.
I've heard of people doing like 5 or 6, but 16 is a lot.
Yeah, because it took me that long to figure it out.
There is nothing wrong with that. If anything, that's a whole lot of motivation to actually get those episodes out there, because you told people they would.
Well, I said, man, they got a lot of faith in me, but that just goes, see, I am a woman of my word. I do what I say I'm going to do. It might take me a little while, but I do it.
It's hard and to actually, find.
You know what it allowed me to do was it took that stress off for a little bit. I had them. I just had to figure out how to edit them, put the music in. And then I was able to focus on some other stuff with my business. And now I'm at a point where I try to get a few of them. I try to schedule them as often as I can. And that way I'm at least 4 to 6 weeks ahead of myself.
Oh, that's great. So
that when life happens, which I don't know about you, but that kind of stuff happens to me frequently.
It does.
And when it happens, I don't have to be all stressed out about, oh, I don't have an episode to publish. I think I missed 1 week and that was Christmas, but.
Oh, that's easily forgivable.
I was like, yeah, everybody's busy with their cooking, cleaning, entertainment and everything else and wrapping. I was like, they'll be all right.
Yeah.
So yeah, just, I like to stay ahead of myself a little bit.
So Todd, our CEO, would tell you to don't miss Christmas and to definitely have that one. Have an episode ready to go in the bank for that, but I think it's okay when you're that early in.
I was gonna say it was only a few, you know, at that point it was probably about 8 or 9 episodes that had been up. So I thought, you know what, it's not like people are really looking for it this year.
I cannot imagine being 6 weeks early with content. I mean, this episode is going out in 2 days. And I would most definitely backlog, like record things and, you know, release them. Uh-huh. But I talk about the relevant news topics, so I can't do that. But in my head, I'm already planning out the rest of my week, Thursday and Friday. So I'm like, I need to edit this at my house tonight so that I can do X, Y, and Z on Thursday and Friday. Because life does happen and work happens. And I know that I'm going to get a phone call that I was not planning to that will take up a big part of my day. It's happened.
It does. So, yeah, I give you a lot of credit for doing current information because I think that might be a little bit more stressful on my planning than what I would really like for it to be.
It's okay. And thank you.
So everybody, listen up. See if Mackenzie can do it, so can you.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for sharing the information about your show. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about with it?
No, everybody just tune in and listen to it. Give me some feedback. I do offer my contact information for my website, but I would love to just get feedback. What can I do? What can I improve it? Or how can I improve it? But thank you for allowing me time to share my show with you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Okay, so before we end this podcast, we have one last topic to talk about.
Yeah.
And it's from Paste Magazine. And I know that you said that this topic wasn't very relevant to you, but I think it could be to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
It's creators of Serial announce a new podcast called S-Town. That's the letter S and then town. So did you happen to listen to the Serial podcast at all?
Unfortunately, by the time I got your information on this, I was not able to. I just read the article. It is very interesting. I love the concept of it with taking some real, what seems to be, I think it was real life information, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, I asked if you listen to Serial just because it was very popular and people seem to know the format. And it came from NPR's This American Life. And now the same team of Serial and This American Life is releasing S-Town. And it's going to be about a murder mystery that happened in Alabama, and family member that was involved in this brought the story to This American Life years ago before they even started Serial. So this is, they've been working on this for years and now they're actually going to put it out. It seems like they've done all of their research and put their time into it and they're going to release it all at once. And I don't know how many episodes it's going to be, but that it's very, very different than anything they've ever done before. So they're very excited about that.
Yeah, I was reading it. It sounds like a very interesting format with the way the story is supposed to roll out.
I think it could be beneficial for other podcasters to listen to, not necessarily because, you know, they're interested in the topic and or anything like that, but if they're talking about how this is such a different type of podcast and that they think no one's ever done something like this before, then, you know, listen to it based on that this right. could give you ideas for your show, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, storytelling or whatever it is.
You know, when I think about this, the first thing that pops to my head is, could you use your podcast? Let's say you wanted to write a book, mm-hmm. but you haven't really sat down to write anything, but you have an outline or some ideas. And again, whether it be fiction or not,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if you could use your podcast to
lay it out a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That is a really good idea. In fact, I know some people will take the content of their podcast and turn it into a book, or they'll do the opposite, take the content of their book, put it into podcast episodes.
Mm.
So definitely do that.
Yeah, well, I know I did take one of my interviews and had it transcribed, pulled the really important stuff out mm-hmm. that was relevant to really my topic. And I made a PDF out of it for one of my giveaways.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, she had a really good interview. Actually, she's getting launched tomorrow. So,
oh, good. Check her out. Good. So people look out for that one.
Check her out. She had some really, just really great flowing conversation. And it's about the woman who left corporate America to start her own business and what it was like to work for somebody versus working for herself and the shift. And it was pretty, pretty amazing. Some of the ways that she described her life, you know, in that process, she referred back to the job as mind numbing. And
I'm sure many people have said that about their jobs.
and you know, how she was working on survival mode, and it was very interesting. So yeah, check her out tomorrow on the 9th of February.
Okay. That's good. Yeah. I think this will be interesting. And they're releasing two other podcasts that they haven't given any information on later this year, I think.
Yeah. Might have to check them out.
Yeah, they're up to a lot. They always seem to be, but when they actually release it to the public is different.
Well, I'll have to check them out and see what their format is.
Yeah. Rhonda, it's been really nice to have you on the show today, and I'm looking forward to checking out your show as well.
Well, thank you, Mackenzie. Appreciate the opportunity. And yeah, this is very enlightening for me as well. It's kind of fun being the guest today.
I know. I have a lot of people say that whenever I ask them to be on. They say this is the first podcast that I've ever been a guest on. So I kind of like being on that side of the fence.
Well, I'll have to interview you next, okay?
I'm not a mom, so I don't know if you can do that, but well, maybe we can find something.
I can do anything I want.
Okay. All right. You'll make it work. You're going to make it work.
Excellent. Well, thanks for having me today.
Okay. Thank you. Everyone, thanks for listening. You can find this episode on powerpresspodcast.com, and please subscribe to the show, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Take care.